Gene Fruth, the photographer and author of Grassroots Baseball. Gene, thanks for you've been making the rounds, I understand.
I have been making the rounds, yeah, Grassroots Baseball, and we're traveling around, and we have a new project called Grassroots Baseball Route 66. So between the book tour and Route 66, we're pretty busy. But I'm happy to be back here and home in Oakland.
That's, you're a Bay Area native.
I am. San Francisco. Well, I grew up in New York, but I've been in San Francisco since 1994, so half my life. So it's, I consider this home.
And you spent time covering, I saw you spent time covering both the A's and the Giants.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for many years shooting A's and Giants, and then started shooting for the Baseball Hall of Fame and traveled with them. And while I was traveling, shooting Major League Baseball and professional baseball around the world, I always took time to shoot the amateur game, the grassroots game. And this book is a collection of those photos all around the world of the amateur game. And each chapter, there's 15 of them, opens with a legend, and he tells his story of what it was like growing up playing baseball in the early years in that region. And there's 8 regions in the U.S. and 7 outside the U.S. And we have Ricky Henderson for Oakland, yep, of course. And that story, it's his first-person essay, is just so, of course, entertaining and just the style you would expect from Ricky, and so much fun. And Cal Ripken Jr. wrote the introduction. Johnny Bench wrote the afterword. And the regions are Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Curacao, and then, of course, in the United States, Texas, all hotbeds of baseball. Hank Aaron wrote a chapter for Mobile, Alabama. Whitey Ford for New York.
So now the book is called Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin. It's a bunch of photos and, as you mentioned, essays put together of the amateur game. And you mentioned the cool part about the Hall of Famers. Was there a favorite part? Did you have a favorite part about putting this together? Was it reading the essays, taking the photos, traveling? What was your favorite part about this whole project, and how did it start?
Well, of course, shooting is always my favorite part, and I've always loved the amateur game and loved Little League and loved all the, I mean, everything in this book, from old guys playing stickball to kids playing sandlot baseball in Mexico. And one of my favorite parts was I was already connected to Hall of Famers because I was doing portraits of them working for the Hall of Fame and had a lot of chance to hear their stories. And as I heard their stories, I thought how great it would be to pair these images with the stories, these youth stories. And the first guy I asked was actually Ricky Henderson. And I asked him during spring training a few years ago if he'd be interested in writing an essay. And he immediately went into his story of what it was like playing baseball for Bushrod Little League. And the story was just incredible. And he told me how he wanted to play football. His mom wanted him to play baseball. And his coach would come to his house, pick him up, his baseball coach, and have waiting for him in the back seat a hot chocolate and a glazed donut. And that's why he played baseball.
So we have the book open to Oakland right now because, as you mentioned, Oakland is one of the places you went in the U.S. Aberdeen, Cape Cod, Mobile, Alabama, New York, Oakland, Round Rock, Tampa, and Williamsport. It looks like there's some Oakland All-Stars here. We see even the high school game is chronicled in here. I mean, it must have been pretty cool to kind of take a look at Oakland after starting with Ricky Henderson and kind of seeing, because Ricky went to Oakland Tech. And
Oakland Tech was just great to document. So I had the opportunity to document their games and, you know, be where Ricky Henderson, you know, and that's where Ricky met his wife, you know, and she was keeping stats for the football team. And, of course, Ricky played football and baseball for Oakland Tech. And so I documented the Oakland Tech baseball team as well as Bushrod Little League and all the Little League, Oakland, Noel Soul, North Oakland Little League and South Oakland Little League. And we've done some fundraisers for them. And we're actually here. We're going to do a book signing on Sunday at Gate D when the gates open. And the proceeds will go to the community fund for the Oakland Athletics, which I'm really excited about.
Seeing this for me, Gene, is really quick. I grew up in Oakland. I grew up actually playing baseball about 3 blocks from here on 66th Avenue at Greenman Field.
Oh, fantastic. I sure do.
Yeah. So this is kind of the Oakland section certainly tugs at my heartstrings. I see St. Mary's High School in here. That's the high school I went to, playing against Oakland Tech. Were there any other regions of the world that really stood out to you when you were creating this?
Well, one region would be Mobile, Alabama. Hank Aaron writes this incredible story, you know, of when he was growing up playing baseball. And, of course, he started playing with the Mobile Black Bears. And it was during, you know, segregation, the height of racism, and everything he had to endure before, you know, making it into the major leagues. And the historical chapter, the history of Mobile, Alabama, there's 5 Hall of Fame Famers from Mobile, Alabama. Wow. Satchel Paige, Ozzie Smith, Willie McCovey, Hank Aaron, and I'm missing one. Did I say Ozzie Smith?
Willie Mays?
Willie McCovey, for sure.
Willie McCovey, okay.
Yep. And so the history of Mobile is just so rich. And so that chapter was important to me. And Hank Aaron's childhood home is in the book, and all the high schools that are around that area. So I did a lot of high school baseball for the Mobile chapter, and that was terrific. And the Caribbean series is a great chapter. Juan Marichal writes a great essay of what it was like, you know, growing up in the Dominican Republic, and opened the Caribbean series for me. And yeah, there's just a lot of stories in there, a lot of great first-person essays. You know, I love the images, but the stories, I'm excited for people to read.
What did you notice about the differences in the way different countries kind of approach the game or involved with the game, I guess you could say?
Yeah, it's a great question. Baseball looks different in different places, and my job was to show that, the cultural difference of baseball. And when you look at Mexico compared to, you look at the Cape Cod League, you know, you really see what baseball looks like in these different places, their culture, the way the Dominican Republic celebrates when they hit a home run, and, you know, how steeped in tradition Cape Cod League is. So, and Texas, and how baseball is important to them there, and Texas certainly looks like Texas. And,
yeah.
And that's what's really fun about this book. It's the stories off the field and the culture of baseball that really make it interesting. And then, you know, a guy like Nolan Ryan talks about growing up and having his paper out and what it was like getting his first glove. And it's pretty special, pretty heartwarming.
Did you see, I mean, just in terms of, I mean, so I went to Japan a couple years ago, and right near my friend's apartment, he was playing out there for a team in Fukuoka, and right outside of his apartment, there was a high school baseball game going on, and the field was all dirt. The outfield was dirt too. Did you see anything interesting like that?
Oh, absolutely. In Japan, I mean, the tradition of baseball there, and just the way the respect that they have, Ichiro Suzuki opens up the Japan chapter of the book. And, yeah, the dirt infield, that ball flies, the dirt infield for sure, and outfield.
Yeah.
So it moves quickly. But the way they bow to the umpires when they come up to the plate at the end, both teams line up and they bow to the umpires and thank the umpires at the end. And the way, and the fans, of course, Japanese fans are like no
other. Incredible.
Absolutely incredible. And I got a chance to photograph in Koshien Stadium, and that's where the high school tournament goes on. And
unbelievable.
Absolutely amazing.
So
yeah.
there's a high school tournament. There's a high school tournament in Japan. It's an event every year there's like 30,000 people at these games.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Each game is like 30,000 people. It's like a World Series going on, and it's
televised
Televised. Yeah. The hardest thing to get into. An unbelievable amount of media. Yeah. It's Koshien's a special scene, and they have this shrine there that the players go to, and they touch this rock, and then they leave a note, and it's supposed to be good luck for them before they play in the tournament, and it's pretty neat.
Since we're here on Ricky Henderson Field, do you have a favorite memory of covering a game on this very field?
Oh, well, for sure the day that they named it Ricky Henderson Field was fun for me. And I used that photo of Ricky, that image, for his opening chapter, because I just thought, how great that he's back here and now it's Ricky Henderson Field, as it should be. So I'd say that's a favorite one. But some playoff games here have been really special to me, and I look forward to the next playoff game this year. So that's going to be my next favorite photo.
Let's hope it's this year. The name of the book is Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin. And the name of your other project as well?
Grassroots Baseball, Route 66 will be the next one.
And that sounds like it'll be all the states?
Yep, just traveling along Route 66, starts in Chicago, ends in Santa Monica.
Goodness, what a dream. that sounds like great. So Jean will be here again all weekend, signing copies of her book at the team store, as she said, at Gate D on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then in Section 217 by Shy Park Tavern from 1 to 3. All proceeds from the sales of this book will go to the A's Community Fund to support youth baseball. Jean Frew, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us. I'm looking forward to flipping through this and checking out what you have in here. Sounds like a great project, and I can't wait for your next one.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys.